You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is here. Today, he analyzes the legislation afoot to overhaul public school education in Louisiana.
And a very good morning to you all. It's no exaggeration to say that the current raft of proposed educational reforms in this state are radical. In fact, not since the desegregation of education in this state have we seen such drastic changes afoot. In case you haven't heard or read about these changes, let me give you a thumbnail portrait of the more salient points. First, the governor wants to start evaluating teachers for two reasons. One, to weed out the grossly incompetent, and two, to reward the highly effective. For now, I'll hold my tongue on where I stand in terms of these initiatives. I'll just outline as impartially as I can what the governor proposes to do. Secondly, he wants to expand the private and charter school system, and he proposes to do this by allowing parents of children who attend failing public schools to avail of a coupon that would allow them then to transfer to a private or charter school. And finally, he wants to take the firing of teachers out of the hands of the school boards and turn it over to principals and superintendents. I'm going to set aside the governor's motives for doing this because, honestly, I don't know why such root and branch reform is being proposed. Who knows? What I do know is this. I'm convinced he's wrong, even if his intentions are benign. Not only is he wrong in terms of the substance of the reform proposals, but his strategy is also very unsound. Let's talk first about his strategy. The problem with his plan from a strategic point of view is that it's a one-size-fits-all approach. When the problems being faced by different parishes, however, differ radically. And so, if their problems are different, why would a cookie-cutter approach to reform be rational? Take my parish, for example, Bossier. Well, for the past 5 years, we in Bossier have seen our test scores consistently improve year after year, and we remain well ahead of the state average. That said, we have plenty of room, of course, still for improvement. In Caddo, however, it's a different story. Now, I don't wish to malign my fellow teachers there, but the school system in my neighbouring parish had to go to the Philippines to recruit teachers it could not find locally. Math and science teachers simply could not be found locally. And that's just one example of our disparate needs. So why is there so much haste also being associated with these reform measures? Why, for example, have the legislature met twice in sessions that have lasted until midnight? They are in session, after all, until the summer. So what is the hurry? And I haven't even started on why I think the initiatives themselves are, well, misguided at best, downright destructive at worst. Teachers I speak to from all parishes are furious, deeply suspicious, and hurt. They see the governor's initiatives as a huge vote of no confidence in our profession. "We don't trust you to do a good job," is basically what we think the governor's office is saying. And that is what it really boils down to, if you ask me. Trust. Stay tuned, because I haven't even started on this one. Have a lovely day. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.